So a big program we're getting ready to roll out at Wright Memorial that will serve not just Wright, but also the Chillicothe area, will branch out into Milan and elsewise, is the Senior Life Solutions Program. You know, John, that's a program that's focused on patients age 65 years or older that deal with a lot of the issues that people do experience, unfortunately, as they age, such as depression and anxiety. And so it's a very exciting program that I've seen work very successfully for patients, as well as for the local hospitals elsewhere in northern Missouri, and it will be opening here in mid-November. We're just finishing the staffing, and what it will do is will allow patients to have a regular session with a local therapist, which will allow them in a group setting as well as individually to discuss the struggles they face with aging. It could be loneliness. It could be despair. It could be more health-related. But allow them first to develop that network of peers and relationships so they don't feel isolated as part of this group that they'll be meeting with on a regular basis, so they can develop somebody they can go out and have coffee with or have lunch with otherwise. But then also they'll have one-on-one sessions that'll be tailored to their individual needs. So, you know, someone may just be coming in for maybe a few sessions after maybe they've had a heart attack. They just kind of have that anxiety over what occurred to them. And then they're back to their normal life. Or it may be more of an ongoing session for people individually. But it'll be meeting their needs on a one-on-one basis. And it is covered by Medicare, which, of course, what you understand with the age 65 and above focus. And also, there's even if there is a severe need, there is also the ability for transportation for those patients. Because we realize in rural areas, you often have that circumstance where your 89-year-old mother is being driven around by her 86-year-old sister. And that's not always the best situation, depending on what their commitments and time may be. So I really think it's going to be an exciting opportunity to meet a need for the Trenton community, but as I just stated, it's also going to serve all the region. Everything from gastroenterology to our allergy clinic to physical medicine and rehab to our inpatient sleep lab, all are served solely at a Wright Memorial Hospital, but they also care for patients in in Chillicothe and in Brookville and other areas that may need that care. So really Trenton and the area should feel proud that they are really our designation for healthcare for multiple services for the surrounding area. And these are issues that both help address the local care, but I think should also address what I know is a kind of a lingering feeling that somehow Wright Memorial plays second fiddle or subservient in their status to Hedrick Medical Center.